up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Wow, doesn't it seem like we just did this? Probably about a week ago, I guess. Hey, it's time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Back for another week, spinning the polkas like we do every week here on the show. And always at least one waltz. And anything beyond that is completely an accident that I do not promise or guarantee will ever happen a second time. So there you go. Ready to roll here from northern Minnesota. I hope you're having a great week. Been pretty good around here. And the week coming up looks like it's going to be fabulous as well. So I got no weather complaints. What are we going to do without me complaining about the weather in a show? Jeez, I tell you. All right, let's roll it. I have the Kreiger Brothers Orchestra, and they're doing the guitar polka. That's the Kreiger Brothers Orchestra. That's the guitar polka, and this is Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another presentation of fine vintage old-time music extracted from genuine vinyl records, and at least one case every week, a shellac record. Yes, I've got our 78 of the week ready to go as well, so we're going to be in good shape. We'll have a waltz later on in the show, at least one. We always try to have at least one. So, waltzers, want to keep that in mind. Right now, the Melody Kings are over here on turntable number one, because I do things backwards. I always start the first record on turntable number two. I know it's silly, but I do. Here are the Melody Kings. It's the B-Byte Polka. Now, see, I have a problem with the title of that song. It's the Melody Kings. It's the Bee-Bite Polka. Bees do not bite you. No, their mouth doesn't go anywhere near you. How can they bite you? They sting you with a little stinger in their butt. It should be the Butt Stinger Polka. That would not go very far, would it? Hey, it just went that far on this show. Anyway, let's just keep rolling. No, let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum first. Why? Because I happen to think of it right now, and then I'll know I got it in here. Visit them if you're going to be in the area of Superior, Wisconsin. Because where else are you going to find 1,400 accordions in one place? You're not going to find that at the local music store. You're not going to find that any place where normal people are. But you will find that in Superior, Wisconsin, along with all sorts of other displayed items, memorabilia, research stuff, history, paperwork. I want to say knickknacks, but that's not really what I mean to say. Memorabilia, yeah, bric-a-brac, I don't know. A lot of stuff, man. Check out the concert hall. Check their calendar, see if they have any events coming up you might want to participate in. Sometimes they have concerts, or they got some dudes blowing old-time music in a parade in the area or something. Check them out. They're online. worldofaccordions.org is all you got to type into your interwebs machine there. Because really, it could be on a tablet or a phone or a computer or, heck, I don't know, a brain implant. Who knows what they have these days? But check them out when you have a chance. worldofaccordions.org. All right, here's Whoopi John and the band. It's the No, No Polka. Thank you. Whoopi John and the band, it says, and his band and the No-No Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're riding along for another bunch of great polka music like we do every week here on the show, wherever I happen to be. If you're in this same place next week at this same time, you'll probably hear the show. You won't hear this same show. It'll be a different show next week. But we'll be here, darn it, anyway. Here's a nice old Ray Henry in the orchestra record. Here's the Julita Polka. There you go, a little Ray Henry there, a little Julita Polka on a vintage Dana 78 here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, doing the thing that we do each and every week. Hey, don't forget, too, if you have a request or dedication or a question or a comment or just like sending random emails, you can do that. The Oompa Hour, it's, the email is oompahour@aol.com. And I check that pretty regular, so if you have a request or whatever, see if we can't get it on the show for you. Also, we have a phone number that you can text to, or you can leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985, all right? That's 218-259-2985, or hit us up on Facebook, Oompa Hour, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. That's what it is. Ha! I knew I'd remember it. All right, there you go. Let's do the Chicago Concertina Club Polka, which you would think would be by the Chicago Concertina Club, wouldn't you? But in this case, it's Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman. ¶¶ there you have it there. Lester Shuft, all the country Dutchmen. At least I assume they were all there. You know, some guy might have been out of town or something. I don't know. The Chicago Concertina Club Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show, and Sam Pugliano is on the turntable now with the orchestra. It's awfully crowded on that little turntable. And it's the Teresa Polka. Oh man, that went by so fast, I could barely get the next record ready. Anyway, there you have the Teresa Polka, Sam Pugliano, and the orchestra, and this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, like it is every week at this time, same place, same everything, you know how that goes. I had to get the next record ready so fast, I don't remember what it is. Gene Guisdala is the performer. I can't remember what record it is. Should we just play it and find out? We'll do what they call back announcing. That means we'll only tell you what it is after we play the record. We'll back announce it, all right? Here we go. That's two records so far today that had a surprise ending where they sound like they're done and they're not. And I suspected that and shut up until the record finally finished instead of talking all over the ending. I'm so proud of myself some days. It's just, it's not that difficult to, oh, I'm back announcing, by the way. She's the One for Me Polka. Uh-huh. Gene Gwizdala and his orchestra. I'll get it one of these days. Yikes. It's Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips over here in the chip bowl. Get it, Polka Chips. It's the My Baby Polka. She's my baby now. There you go. That's Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips here on Tim's Oompa Hour. And no charge for the extra singing from me. We'll make that a freebie today. How does that sound, huh? I don't know why I feel so distracted today. It's because I'm sorting out a big stack of records while I'm doing the show. Normally, I'm a little more organized. And I'm playing this pile right here and that's it. Let's do a waltz, shall we? We always have at least one waltz in every show. Let's do one right now. Then the pressure's off. I know I got it in there. We don't have to worry about it. And the dancers will be relaxing. And all will be well. I have Ralph Hutmaker and the Pussycat Waltz. Maybe if you were around the Twin Cities area about 50 years ago, Minneapolis, St. Paul, you might know the backstory on this one. you go. Ralph Hutmaker there and the 1010 Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Of course, the 1010 Polka or the Pussycat Waltz, 1010 Polkas on the other side, called 1010 Pussycat. That all relates to the polka station used to be in St. Paul. WMIN 1010 on your dial was a polka station back in the day. I worked there 100,000 million years ago in a land far away, in another world, in another dimension. It's been a while, but there you have it. The Pussycat Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show every week. We do this. I sit here, you sit there. I play records, you listen. Perhaps you dance. Maybe you tap your toes. I don't know. Maybe you sing with. I don't know. Maybe you pull out a concertina or an accordion you play along with. That would be fun, huh? All right, let's do the Jack Walters Polka Party Band. This is the Happy Days Polka.
Days are here now, enjoy life while you can. Dance your polka, drink your beer, shake hands with fellow man. We've so much to be thankful, and ere the wind may rain, remember soon enough, my friend, the sun will shine again. So have a happy day, let come what may, and sadness and gloom will disappear. So have a happy day, let come what may, put on a happy face from ear to ear. Sometimes you feel that life is more trouble than it's worth. Your boss, your job, the mortgage bills are little customer. Then baby smiles on you and daughter holds your hand. A tear of joy comes to your eye and you understand. So have a happy day, let come what may, and sadness and gloom will disappear. So have a happy day, let go what may, put on a happy face from ear to ear. This life is still worth living, we've all so much to share. Friendship, love, thank God above for putting us down here. For life is what you make it, so make it bright and gay. And soon blue skies will fill your eyes where only you sing great. So have a happy day, let come what may, and sadness and gloom will disappear. So have a happy day, let come what may, put on a happy face from ear to ear.
One more time!
So have a happy day, let come what may, and sadness and gloom will disappear. So have a happy day, let come what may, put on a happy face from ear to ear.
Take it away!
There's just one little woo-hoo-hoo in there that really really caught my attention. I don't know. Jack Walters and the Polka Party Band. That's the Happy Days Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and glad you're hanging out this week. Man, I was just sitting here listening to that record and thinking, yep, we're about a little over halfway through the show here. I'll be able to wrap this up, and I'm going to go have some ice cream. And then I realized I think I ate the last fudge bar out of the freezer last night. Because I remember my wife saying, there's one left right there. Because I was going to dig in to find the box. Yeah, I put it right there. There was a whole box in there with one left in it. I took the box out and it's right there. I was like, fine, I'll eat it then. And I don't think there's another box. And I think there might be a couple of the green mint chip ice cream sandwiches left. But I saved those for my grandson because that's his favorite. So I don't know if there's going to be any. And then the wife has her special ice cream treats that I'm not allowed to eat because there's some weird exotic thing with special nutritional something. I don't know. It's too complicated. So now I'm thinking my looking forward to having a nice fudge bar here in a little while is going to be thwarted as I sit here in the 83-degree studio, which I don't mind. It was 95 in here a couple of days ago when I was doing some other studio work, and so I'm happy with 80-something. But now I'm sad there may not be ice cream. Oh, darn. All right, I have Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys, and I just want to observe this is one of the few records where the Harmony Boys are lucky. A lot of them, Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. Some of them, they're the Lucky Harmony Boys. I don't know if they're two different groups or just some days. Maybe he calls them lucky if the record comes out good. I don't know. It's the Mamie Polka, and it's pressed on bright, translucent green vinyl. It's a very pretty, sparkly-looking record. Here's Lil Wally and the gang. It's the Mamie Polka. Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. Funny, though, because earlier today, this very day, about 7 hours previous to right now, I was doing another radio show, and I also played the Mamie Polka, except I played it by Don Peachy in the orchestra. So now I've heard that song twice in one day by two different groups, one German style, one Polish. Oh my gosh, it's mind-bending, isn't it? Let's do the Eddie Olinsky Orchestra. And this is on Early Bird Records out of Buffalo, New York. Conveniently, it's the Buffalo Rhinelander.
Gdzie pójdziemy, by się ucieszyć? To Buffalo, Buffalo. Do zabawy, tańca, uciechy, do Buffalo. Koledzy, wierzcie mi, muzykanci zagrają. Poleczkę obierka jednego, drugiego, a ze śpiew pozamienią. Bo to czas zatańczyć sobie wraz. Muzykanci zagrają. Poleczkę obierka jednego, drugiego, a ze śpiew pozamienią. Bo to czas zatańczyć sobie puszczanego. Gdzie pójdziemy, by się ucieszyć? Do Buffalo, do Buffalo. Do zabawy, tańca, uciechy, do Buffalo. Wtedy wierzcie mi. Oh,
little star. That's Olinsky's orchestra. Jolly time, Buffalo, Buffalo, where there's fun and frolic all the time, from the dawn till early hours of morn. Where will we go for a jolly time, Buffalo, Buffalo, where there's fun and frolic all the time, from the dawn till early hours of morn. Folks will sing and they dance while the hours roll by with their spirits high. They will drink toast with beer, later dance the music you're about to hear. Folks will sing and they dance while the hours roll by with their spirits high. They will drink toast with beer, later dance the music you're about to hear. Star. That's Olinsky's orchestra.
What is that, like the third record this week that had trick endings in it that make the disc jockey suddenly jump up and go, ooh, it's ending, and then it doesn't? Oh, yeah. Eddie Olinsky's orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. We're going to have our 78 of the week coming up here in a little bit. If you remember, a couple of weeks ago, I was going through my mom's 78s, and she didn't have any polkas in there until I got to the last record. And I found one from the BG Tavern Band. It's spelled the same as the Bee Gees. And we played the WPA polka. We're going to have the other side of that one this week here coming up. But before I do that, let's do Oompa Town's Finest, because I need a couple of minutes here to switch over the needle and stuff on this other turntable. So here's Oompa Town's Finest and the Tempo of Dakota.
When the moon is new, daily work is through, I take you by the hand. Then from door
thank you.
go. That is Oompa Town's finest right there. It is. That's the tempo of Dakota. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I got to remember, look at the clock, man. The last couple of shows, I ran this baby right to the end, which is fine, because as long as I don't go over. But, man, I've been cutting it close the last couple weeks because I get into picking out the records and stuff, and I start forgetting to look at the clock. And I can't do that. You got to plan at least two or three records ahead, you know? Let's get our 78 of the week in here. Every week we pull out some shellac. Back in the good old days when records were made to be shattered. Because they would, like crazy, man. And 2 weeks ago, I think it was, I found a 78 with a polka on it. My mom's records that I inherited. And it was the BG Tavern Band doing the WPA polka. But I set the record aside because there's another polka on the other side. So let's spin it this week. Spin it very fast. Do not watch the 78 RPM records go around on the turntable or you will get vertigo and then throw up. it's the Tombstone Polka. It's the BG Tavern Band. They have it there, the BG Tavern Band and the Tombstone Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now let's try the Toronto Zagger Orchestra, and it's the Kane Polka. You ready? Here we go. We'll be right back. there you have it there. That is the Toronto Zagger Orchestra. That's the Kane Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Going to try to squeak in a couple of more here. So hang on. We'll see what we can do.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Let's see, we can't sneak a couple more in here before we run out of time this week. If you have been around Polka Records for a long time, you might know these folks. You probably have seen records if you're a Polka Record guy of the olden days. You've seen Dana Records, D-A-N-A Records. They put out a lot of great old-time music and folk or whatever kind of music. Dana Records, back to the 1940s. And, of course, then they switched to 45s, and when they first started out, they took a lot of their 40s records and dubbed them to 45s to sell, you know, because it was easier to play 45s once they got moved into the world as the new standard for singles. And so you find a Dana 45, and it'll say on a copyright 1946, even though 45s didn't exist in 46, because it's a dub of a record from 46. Anyway, very rarely do you actually hear Walt Dana and his orchestra on a Dana record. And this is a really oldie but a goodie. And it's kind of a fun little record anyway. And oddly enough, it's 1,000 years old and it's in fantastic condition. Here's the Helen Polka.
You are such a lovely miss. How about a little kiss? For instance, one like this. Oh, Helen, 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 when I fell in love with you, what else was I to do? You made all my dreams come true.
La 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 la, I could sing the whole day through. La 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 la, singing just for you. Hey!
La 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 la,
I could sing the whole day through.
La 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 la, singing just for you.
Hey! Helen, 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 there's no telling where I'd be if you were not with me. I need you constantly. Oh, Helen, 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 there's no belle in town like you. They say you love me too in the way that I love you. Oh, how I love to dance, I love to dance with my Helen. She's cute and gay and nice in every way. With her my heart will always stay.
Singing just for you. Hey!
la 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 la.
I could sing the whole day through.
La 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 la.
Singing just for you.
Hey. Oh, Helen, 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 there's no telling where I'd be if you were not with me. I need you constantly. Oh, Helen, 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 there's no bell in town like you. Please say you love me too in the way that I love you. Oh, how I love to dance, I love to dance with my Helen. She's cute and gay, nice in every way. With her my heart will always stay.
All right, there you have it there. That is the Helen Polka of Dana and his orchestra. That little solo woman's voice kind of reminds me of the Good Witch on The Wizard of Oz, doesn't it? Well, I'll tell you what. The sad news is I look at the old clock and I am just not going to squeak another song in here because I don't have anything handy that's like really, really short. So I guess with that, we're going to roll that theme song. Now we're going to wrap it up for another week. But have no fear. Because about a week from right now, in this very same place, listening on the very same device where you're listening right now, we'll all get together and do this again.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!